Well, hello to all our faithful Officeology listeners out there. I'm Mike Deckinga, Vice President of Advancement at Mid-America Reformed Seminary, and of course, your host here on Officeology. This is episode 3, and as I hinted at in our previous episodes, I've brought along a special guest. We're going to be chatting a bit today with Brian Blummer, our Director of Enrollment Management. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Mike.
Brian is a 2011 graduate of this institution.
Right. Yep.
And has been on staff here for about a year and a half or so.
Right.
Prior to joining our team, he was in prison ministry. He served the Indiana Department of Correction as a chaplain and also as a recruitment and a retention specialist.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yep.
So Brian's a great guy. And if you're at all interested in learning more about him and the work that he does here, how the Lord led him to this institution, I would encourage you to check out Roundtable episode 47. It's available on our website, as well as all the other platforms that you enjoy receiving podcasts. Since Officeology covers all things advancement and business office related, we'd be pleased to have an update on our recruiting here at the seminary. So, Brian, why don't you walk us through a typical recruitment cycle at Mid-America, kind of, you know, what happens and when and those types of things.
Sure. So we're kind of in a recruitment cycle already. We're in the thick of one. So applications are well open now for fall of 2021, if students are interested in that. You know, that's pulling references together, filling out the application, things like that. What you want to have done is by now is a campus visit. Come and see us. We are open, which I'm very happy to report. Mm-hmm. And students have been using that to, I think, full capacity. But there's plenty of spots open now. So come visit us. But yeah, we want to be filling out applications now so that the faculty can get you admitted. Because from that point on, we want to get you set up with your financial aid that you're going to need, and your housing and things like that that are going to get you in the area and make it a really smooth transition to start your academic studies here.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it always amazes me how quickly we go from casual visitors, right, who pencil in on the calendar a visit and we enjoy them being here and we get little snippets of the application trickling in. And all of a sudden we get to March and we get into April and we're thinking, hey, we need to know, are you coming or are you not coming? Mm-hmm. What's this going to look like? Housing fills up quickly, financial aid. Mm-hmm. We begin to consider those applications as well. So it's time to act, right? For sure. So there are a number of institutions a lot of our students, prospective students, will check out before arriving. Mm-hmm. You know, and as we talk to them, they all kind of come from various backgrounds. They begin their seminary search in different ways. What are some of the most important aspects of a seminary search in your mind? Are there any one or two activities that maybe a prospective student should be doing over against any others?
Yeah, it's always interesting to me how people find out about us. Sometimes it's just a Google search of a seminary near me, and here comes Mid-America Reformed Seminary for someone in the Chicago area. I always love those. They're sort of unexpected leads a lot of times. But a lot of times it's a student just looking for a good, as you said, confessionally solid, reformed institution. And we are at the pinnacle, I think, of that search for sure. Remember when you add in ministerial vocational training and our apprenticeships and all those things that we offer. Yeah, there's really nothing to beat us out. You know, I do think that we are the pinnacle institution, that first rate place to answer that search.
Sure, sure. Especially as if one's really aspiring to pastoral ministry, they're going to want to go to a place that's going to give them that hands-on, practical, pastoral experience, even while they're in seminary, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and even the idea getting, you don't even need to necessarily be a pastor coming out of here. Mm-hmm. But if you are interested in your faith, you want to build that faith up more, there are options for you, getting you in the Bible. But yeah, particularly for ministerial training as well.
Sure. Do you ever have conversations with students maybe after a visit, and maybe that visit's even gone very well, they seem pretty sure, but they're a little bit on the fence yet whether or not pursuing a seminary education is for them. Mm-hmm. Are there any resources that you often refer students to that you can think of that can be helpful? to help kind of bolster and encourage them in their decision to attend seminary?
Sure. We just republished our little booklet, I guess I'd call it, called To Preach, written by John Sidema here, one of our friends. I would recommend that over and over again. But talking with our faculty can often be a great resource, and I know that they're more than willing to step out and do that with students. They come with pastoral backgrounds that way, which I really appreciate.
Sure.
But even talking with, you know, your own pastor, your own elders, and of course, you know, spouses, if they're in the picture, definitely weighing the options. We want to make sure that all the plates are spinning in the same direction. And
sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Coordinate that as much as we can, but
sure.
Also relying on the Lord for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've had a few visitors in high school lately, haven't we?
Yeah,
we have. Yeah. It seems a bit early, right? But, you know, is it really ever too early to start a seminary search?
I mean, how many students have come through here already playing pastor as a little kid? They started to feel that pinch toward the ministry. No. I mean, we'll joke. We go by, junior high school in the area.
Sure.
Lead a chapel there and consider that a prospective student visit.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things we do. And
yeah.
No, I don't think it's ever too early.
Sure.
If the Lord's placing that on your heart, then you need to search that out.
Sure. I think related to that, you know, we've had some second and third career students come through, but you also have students fresh out of their undergraduate work.
Yep.
And some have prepped for seminary in that undergraduate work. Others have not.
Right.
So sure, anybody really with any background can attend and do well in seminary. But let's say that I'm a prospective student. I'm just beginning my undergraduate work, or maybe I'm still searching for a college. What would be helpful for me to study that would help me do well when I pursue my seminary degree?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a pre-sem track. It's not necessarily biblical studies. Those can do it, but we can also cover that for you too. What I typically tell students is study something in your undergrad that you'll enjoy. I think that's hugely important. Study something that you'll enjoy. And when we get into particular subject matters, you can develop skills in undergraduate programs that won't necessarily tie directly into they won't be directly biblical studies, but you can take writing, composition, logic, philosophy, things of that sort that are getting you into topics that will be helpful to you down the road. Now, when I went through undergraduate, I didn't have seminary in mind, but I remember my dad still saying, take Greek just in case. You know, I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Never know when you'll need it.
No, exactly right. I was going to do German because I did that in high school.
Sure.
So easy credit, right?
Right.
But he had me sweat a little of Greek.
Okay.
And that ended up paying huge dividends down the road. You know, typically the faculty will recommend sort of a Western civilization track, getting into sort of that Judeo-Christian world and worldview and world history and so forth, that would be really helpful. But no, it doesn't need to be pre-sem or biblical studies. Again, we'll gladly take those students as well. And we take engineering and math students. But just take something that you enjoy for sure.
Sure.
And we can make up the rest.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Great advice. You know, let's say I'm on the fence, but there's a number of roadblocks maybe in my way. What are some common objections you hear from prospective students? Is it timing? Is it cost? Is it a doubt in a future calling if they aspire to pastoral ministry? What are some of those common roadblocks that you see, and how have you helped people navigate around them?
It can kind of depend on the student. Everyone's story is different, right? I would say one that comes up regularly is the question of money, going back to the dollar and things like that. And can I afford this? Can I bring a family with me through seminary? Do I need to work while I go to seminary, you know, a full-time career maybe on the side of heavy seminary study? Those are things we work with pretty regularly, that finance question. And the relief or presence of mind that we can offer is that there is plenty of financial aid available to students. We want to see you succeed and not have to tackle heavy studies on the side of a heavy career. So we have plenty of scholarships and things like that that we want to make sure are available to our students, so that whether it's a single student coming through or someone who has, is, well, we've had as many as 10, 11 kids sometimes.
Yeah.
And each one comes out no debt, no loans. The Lord has provided means, you know, to bring each of those students through.
Sure. And that's a perfect segue to the whole point of what we do here with this Officeology update. You know, you mentioned having financial aid available, having the resources available to ease that financial burden on a prospective student and their family. You know, and some people will say, oh, who is Officeology for? Who is this listener base supposed to be? And we've got these listeners to thank for providing us as an institution with the means possible to extend that, to extend financial aid to our students. So we have them largely to thank. So if you're listening out there, we're very thankful for your continued partnership with us in this work. And, you know, it, maybe you are an aspiring seminary student yourself. Maybe you know of a, one or two or three folks who might like to study at Mid-America, we'd ask that you pass this broadcast on to them as a resource as well. So, Brian, thank you so much for taking a few moments out of your busy day to be with us on Officeology. And thanks for the work that you do here on behalf of Mid-America. And we're looking forward in God's providence to welcoming another large, capable incoming class next year. And may God continue to bless you as you work for this institution. And may we all remember to give him the glory that is due for his provision for this institution. Again, friends, thanks for listening. And we look forward to tuning in soon. Look for our next episode in about another month and a half or so.